Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. For most of us, we spend in excess of half of our waking lives, in many cases as much as two-thirds of our waking lives at work. And so the goal is to be happy at what you do, especially because a big percentage of the happiness that you experience in life comes from the work that you do. And if you're a business owner or a manager, your responsibility is to make sure that your people are happy, especially at times like this where, you know, in the United States now, our unemployment rate is close to 4%, which means just about everybody that wants a job can get a job. So you really want to focus on making sure that your people are happy because there are alternatives out there for them. They can go somewhere else if they're not truly happy doing what they're doing. And while money is part of happiness and that helps drive satisfaction, there are things actually, believe it or not, that are more important than money. And so there's an article written in Inc. magazine a few weeks back that I think is really interesting, and it touches on those happiness drivers at work. And the first one mentioned is autonomy. People want to be able to do what they think is right. They want to have responsibility for outcomes. And it's the antithesis of being micromanaged. Nobody likes to be micromanaged. Everybody likes to have a certain amount of autonomy in their lives. And having it at work really drives happiness. Another thing people like is to be challenged. They don't like to do the same things every single day. They don't want it to be a boring, mundane job. They want to be challenged. And going along with challenge is variety. You know, having variety at work where you are doing something differently every day really works. And one of the things that helps break up monotony is not having to go to an office every single day. Well, there's a travel website out there called C-Trip, which did a study about people working from home. And what they found is that people that work from home, on average, make 13.5% more calls than those that are in an office. They quit 50% less and they have much greater job satisfaction. So giving people flexibility clearly works, and the ability to work from home from time to time makes a lot of sense. Feeling significant is another one. You want to feel like you accomplished something while you're at work. So that's a big driver of happiness. Having no fear is another one. If you're going to work every day with a fear of being fired or a fear of being reprimanded for something, you know, that's not a way to make people happy. So eliminating the fear in the workplace, letting people feel like they're important, they're valued, and they don't have to worry so much about anything bad happening to them goes a long way. Giving people support when they need it, especially at difficult times, right? If you've got family challenges and you've got a firm that rallies behind you, or if you've got health challenges of your own, knowing that you have that support again goes a long way to driving happiness. And finally, recognition. People like to be recognized for what they do. It's an important part of, you know, what happens at the workplace. And while it's nice to get paid for things, that recognition sometimes can be even more impactful to people than being paid. So I don't mean being paid, but being paid up or getting a bonus for a particular situation. Just being recognized in front of a group, again, is very, very powerful. So if you find yourself in a situation that you're looking to change jobs, these are some of the things you want to look for. And if you find yourself in a situation where you're managing people as a business owner or just a manager, okay, these are things that drive happiness at work. And so it's important to ask yourself how you're doing. Are you truly happy doing what you do? And do you make the people around you have greater job satisfaction? Those are the questions you should be asking yourself. And if you're not where you want to be, it's time to do something about it. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me later this week for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. for today, I just want you to examine your own happiness in the workplace. And I want you to look at the people around you and the people that work for you. And just ask yourself if you're doing everything you can to achieve happiness at work yourself and to influence the environment so that people that work for you or that you have influence over also achieve happiness in their role.